Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Vantage Point Podcast, where we bring insight, keys, and perspective to everyday living through the lens of God. I'm your host, Nick, and I'm so glad you're tuning in to another episode of Vantage Point Podcast. Man, if this is your first time or you've been with us for a while, so grateful that you're here. And we're about to kick off, actually, it's more of a close out, to the four-part series that we've been in called Reckless. And man, I would just want you to know, if you have not gotten the first three episodes, I want you to pause right where you are. I want you to go back, listen to the first three episodes, and make sure that you get caught up to everything that has been Vantage Point up to this point. But man, if you have been listening to, again, thank you so much for the support, for as we've, you know, kind of shifted back into week over week episodes. Definitely grateful for that show of support, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or the website. So glad you've been here. And like I said, we've been in this series called Reckless, and we've been focusing on God's love. And so we've been talking about it. We've kind of taken two approaches in this series, and we've broken those approaches into two sides of a coin, if you will, right? And so in the first two episodes, we looked at specifically perspective, right? We looked at our perspective versus God's perspective. And in the third episode, we focused on our sacrifice. We took a little bit of a different approach when it came to the story of Lazarus and Jesus raising him from the dead. And so for this week, we are looking at Jesus's sacrifice, right? His sacrifice. So the title of this episode is His Love, His Sacrifice. And even though we've taken two different perspectives or two different sides, right? The overarching theme or the overwhelming theme in every episode has been focused on God's love. And so as we get into this episode, you know, we're just coming out of our Easter, our resurrection season, right, where we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so that is where we are going to spend this episode, right? We're going to talk about His sacrifice. And I really want to dive into that. And what does it mean? There's this one scripture that's very specific, and it's Hebrews 7:27. And I want to start there, and then we're going to get into a few other things. But Hebrews 7:27 says, He has no need like those high priests to offer sacrifices daily for first His own sins and then for those of the people, since He did this once for all when He offered up Himself. And I want to spend a little bit of time there, because we look at this this time, right? This time that we celebrate as Christians. And, you know, this is like, you know, depending on the church you go to or things of that nature, like this time of year is like when churches all across the world are full, right? This is when people who may not ever really go to church, they're going to come to church and they're going to hear the story of Jesus. They're going to give, you know, potentially give their life to God. They're going to start coming to church. Like, this is a big moment, right? And this sacrifice that Jesus did, this sacrifice, the sacrifice of giving Himself for us, is such a huge thing, and something that we as Christians have to understand. We have to acknowledge, right? We can't not be in this Christian space and not acknowledge the sacrifice of Jesus, right? And when this scripture talks about He did this once for all, right? When He offered Himself up. So I want to like lean on that a little bit. He did this once for all. Like, it doesn't matter whether you believe, whether you don't believe, like Jesus Christ, the Son of God, went to the cross for us, for everyone that is listening to this or not listening to this. He went to the cross and He did this once, and He did it for all of us when He offered Himself up. And it's such a powerful thing that we have to understand, right? Because he didn't just do something, right? He didn't just do a lot or the majority of something. Like, he did it all, right? Jesus did it all. And when we understand that what he did for us, right? What he subjected himself to, right? What he allowed to happen for the remission of our sins, right? For the remission of things that we haven't even done yet. And I love to think about it in this way. Like, while we, in the scripture, there's a scripture that talks about this, right? It says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that is something to think about. And to really reflect on, because when we get into the space of understanding this sacrifice, and if you've never heard this Easter story, because again, we may have people that have never listened to Vantage Point. They've never even, you know, not even listened to Vantage Point, but maybe they've never heard the story of Jesus, right? The story of how he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, and that punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. The innocent Son of God, he took punishment for our sins. His body was pierced. He was nailed to a cross. He was buried, and then he rose again. And when we think about that, that he poured his life out for us, because he loves us and he so desperately wants us to have relationship with God. And this served as the bridge. This served as the everything to what we know in our Christian walk, right? This is the bridge. This is the coming back. This is what gives us the connection to God. This is what lines us up to those things, right? And his death, right? We look at this even in Romans 5:8. It says, but God demonstrates his love for us in this. And this is the scripture I was referring to earlier. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So if you're one of those people, you're out here, you're listening, and you're like, man, God doesn't love us. God doesn't love me. I don't understand how God can love me through it all. And we talked about this in the first two episodes. We talked about our perspective. We talked about his perspective, right? And we talked about our sacrifice. We have to sacrifice our doubt, right? And we have to understand that, again, this scripture brings that into an understanding. While we were still sinners, while we were still in our mess, while we were still dealing with the things that kept us from God, Christ died for us. And it doesn't matter where we're going through in life. It doesn't matter where we are in life. He still went to the cross, and we can look to this example. We can look to this time that we acknowledged and that we celebrated on Sunday, right? The day before yesterday, we celebrated this, that's the greatest reminder of God's love for us, is it's his sacrifice, right? We can be reminded that because of that sacrifice, God loved us. Because of that sacrifice, we can have relationship with him. Because of that sacrifice, we don't have to look as if we don't have hope, or we don't have a tomorrow, or we don't have any positive thing to look forward to in our lives, because we know that because Christ died for us, he died for our sins once for all, that we can be in right standing with God. He has bridged the gap in that death and resurrection. And there's nothing, like, there's no other act, there's no other thing that can be done that can gain us that relationship back. That's the power of Christ. That's the power of his sacrifice. And there's so much that we can remember when it comes to his sacrifice and get it. Like, I get it, right? Like, we know that life can be difficult, right? That it's easy to forget sometimes his sacrifice, right? We can have so much going on. We can have so much that we're dealing with. We can have so much that's in our way that ultimately clouds our judgment and clouds our vision to that sacrifice. But I'm here to like encourage you and really hope that from this episode, if you take nothing away from this episode, you take nothing away from this series, is I want you to take away that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing right now, it could be the worst thing you've ever experienced in your life. You can always look back at his sacrifice, because his sacrifice is the epitome of his love. If you ever questioned whether or not God loved you, if you ever questioned whether or not God won't do anything for you, think about the title of this series. Think about the people in your life. Would they sacrifice themselves on a cross for you? Because that, to me, it sounds reckless. Think back to our first episode when we defined reckless. Acting without regard for what, right? Remember, we gave the example, running into a fire, a parent running into a fire for their kids, or running into a burning, like recklessness. It would be reckless, but that's how much God loves you. That he would say, I'm in so desperate of a space that I need to connect with my creation that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send my son, my only son. I'm going to send my only son to earth and allow him to live, be crucified, die, and raise him back up to prove and show people how much I love them so I can have a relationship with them. So they can see that their sins are forgiven. So they can see that I'm their father. For they can see that through my son, they can have everlasting life. Through my son, they can be forgiven. Through my son, Jesus, they can have life and life more abundantly. And I want you to just think about these scriptures, and I want you to think about what his sacrifice shows us when it comes to these things, because it's so important for us to remember that. And I'm prayerful that you'll never forget this and that you'll hold this episode as something that you can refer back to get you, not just for the episode. It's not about Vantage Point. It's about connecting you to Jesus. And so first things first, his sacrifice, Jesus's sacrifice, shows us God's love. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, you and me, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, have eternal life. See, God knows what it's like to lose someone you love. He placed himself in that position. He sacrificed his son because he didn't want to lose us. And that's how great his love is for us. See, through that gift, through Jesus Christ to the world, we were able to not only experience his son, but we're able to see how that sacrifice shows that God loves us. He so loved us, he gave, he sacrificed. Jesus' sacrifice shows God's grace and mercy. Again, Romans 5 and 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Because see, the truth of the matter is most all of us, we deserve God's wrath. But he offers us grace through the sacrifice of Jesus. He gives us the ultimate gift of grace and mercy when we deserve so much worse. But through the sacrifice of Jesus, God has shown us his grace and his mercy time and time again. The sacrifice of Jesus shows us security in God. Hebrews 9:12, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. See, the sacrifices, and if you read into the Bible and you start to study it more, you see the sacrifices that we read about in the Old Testament didn't cover sins for very long. That's why these sacrifices had to be performed over and over and over and over again. But you see, the sacrifice of Christ covered all sins forever. See that sacrifice of Jesus covers the sins you did, covers the sins that you're doing, and it covers the sins that you're gonna do. And it secures salvation for anybody who places their faith in him for eternity. His sacrifice shows us the example of humility. Philippians 2:6-8 says, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. See, Jesus didn't only sacrifice himself on a cross, his entire life was sacrifice. And even though he was God in human form, he sacrificed his divine privilege to walk this earth as a human for 33 years and live a perfect life. And every step of the way, as you read, even if you read the story of Jesus, you'll see humility after humility, humble moment after humble moment, even to the point of his death, to humble himself and submit to the will of God. His sacrifice purifies us. Hebrews 9:14 says, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. See, the sacrifice of Jesus consecrates believers or sets us apart so that we can serve God with good works. It cleans us. The blood of Jesus cleans us. Through that sacrifice, through his death, through his resurrection, we are purified. His sacrifice pays the price for our freedom. Mark 10:45 says, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Here's something that we see in culture, but it's so true when it comes to Christianity, and it's a reality that we all have to understand. And that's every freedom has a price. And for the believer, for the Christian, Jesus paid the ultimate price. See, the sacrifice that he made, his life, frees us from the bondage of sin so that we have the opportunity to live a life that's pleasing to God if we choose. And I've heard it said that way, that Jesus gave his life. Jesus paid the price for a maybe. Because again, think about it. He gave his life when he gave his life for the people then, for the people that were coming, and for the people that are coming well after we're gone. And he gave his life for everyone. And not everyone will. There's 7.5 billion people on this planet. Only 2.5 of them are Christians. 2.5 billion, that's not even half. And Jesus died for every single one of them. His sacrifice was pleasing to God. Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. See, Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, satisfying the wrath of God that we might be saved. Jesus was blameless, firstborn, Son of God, making him the only sacrifice that would have been acceptable to God for our sins to save us from death and reignite the possibility for relationship with our Father. Jesus' sacrifice shows he's our friend. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. John 15:13. See, we talk a lot about the power of the resurrection, the power of Jesus' sacrifice. But what privilege does that give us that Jesus would lay his life down for us? His sacrifice opens the door for relationship. It opens us to be in communion with God, in right standing, in relationship with him. And through Jesus' sacrifice, again, like the scripture says, greater love has no one than this, to lay his life down for his friends. His sacrifice gives us the power to follow his example. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now that we are free from sin through the sacrifice of Jesus, we have the power to live for him through right standing, through relationship. See, we can do now what we couldn't do before knowing Christ. It's live a new life by faith that honors God, that solidifies that relationship. His sacrifice sets us apart for good works. Titus 2:14 says, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Now we're in position to, the sacrifice of Jesus puts us in position to carry out good works. It empowers us to live out God's will on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus' sacrifice makes us righteous. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. See, we talk about the sacrifice of Jesus cleansing our sins, but it also imparts in us righteousness, right standing to Christ, right? Because now when God sees us, he doesn't see our sins. He sees the perfect life of Christ that is potentially within us. He sees this power of Christ in us. He sees the authority of Christ in us. And lastly, his sacrifice gives us victory. Hebrews 10:12-14 says this, but when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, He sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from the time until his enemy should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all those who are being sanctified. See, it's easy for us. And again, if we think back to our perspective, it's easy to mistake sacrifice for weakness. But even through this sacrifice, even through the resurrection, the death and resurrection of Jesus, he shows us that there could be nothing further from the truth. Because see, the devil, the enemy, he thought he won when Jesus died on the cross. He didn't expect Christ to rise again. And he didn't expect the power of the cross to be given to everyone who places their faith in Christ. And it was actually something like this that I thought about, that I often think about when we get to this season, when we get to this time of year. Like I often think about the people at that time with Jesus, his disciples, his mother, the people around him, the followers of Jesus in that moment that his sacrifice happened. Think about that for a moment. I want you to picture in your mind being there at that moment. Because see, they didn't know what we know. They didn't have a Bible telling them what we know. They couldn't flip through pages and see that, oh, okay, he rose again. What they saw is that he died. So their hope wasn't there. Could you imagine being there and the man who you're following, the one who has said he is, I am, the one you saw heal the sick, the one you saw make the lame walk, the one that you saw do all of these miracles, and then you watched him die, and for 3 days, everything you knew, everything you believed was at a standstill. You didn't know if he was really telling the truth. You for a second, you can imagine how they all at some point doubted it. Even Peter denied him 3 times. Peter was one of the most hardcore disciples, and he denied him 3 times. Could you imagine being in that moment, not knowing? And I suspect that's where a lot of us is, and we have the blueprint in front of us. But I think it's easy for us to let our circumstances and situations tell us we don't have victory. But I remind you of the end of this scripture that we just read in Hebrews 10. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Because see, while it's easy to mistake sacrifice for weakness, and it's easy to let our circumstances dictate our praise and our faith, but it's in the power of the cross that we have that we can look at this example. We can look at his sacrifice and hold it up as a sign of strength and victory that can never be taken away from us. So while we might be in a space that tells us this all hope is lost, because you might be going through something right now where all hope seems lost. You might be dealing with a situation where you don't know how you're going to get out of it. But I encourage you, if you're a believer or you want to be a believer, look at the sacrifice of Jesus, because it gives us victory. It makes us righteous. It sets us apart for good works. It gives us an example. It shows we're not alone in our walk. It pleases God. It paid a price for us. It cleansed us. It humbles us. It gives us security in the one who created us. And that one God, that only God, shows us grace and mercy. And above all, the sacrifice that Jesus Christ showed us is undeniable proof that God loves you. Father, we just thank you for this moment of reflection. We thank you for the gift of your Son that you gave, the sacrifice that you made. We thank you right now that you allowed your Son to go to the cross, that you ordained and you set it in motion for things to happen to get us in right standing, to put us in a position to be in right standing with you. So let us never take for granted. Let us never look down on the things that happened on Calvary that day. Let us never take for granted again the sacrifice that you made, the sacrifice that your Son made, that gives us proof and undeniable evidence that your love for us is real and that you care for us and you want what's best for us. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. I want to thank everyone literally from the bottom of my heart for being with us, rolling with us in this episode, in this series. There's so much more to come from Vantage Point. We're coming up on our summer takeover series, so much more to come with that. But next month, really next week, because we're already in next month, but next week we're going to get off a new series and I'm bringing some folks on. I've been doing solo episodes since February, but for the month of April, we're going to have a special guest for the entire month. And we're going to dive into a series called Headspace. And what that series is going to focus on is mental health, things that we deal with on the day to day. And I want you to tune in and lock in for that because it's going to be a powerful ride. But as always, keep seeking insight, keys, and perspective. It'll change your world and your life. God bless.